It was a different time, was it? In those days when all the factories were there, when people were...
Yeah, it was a nice time. People were, you know, most people didn't have the troubles that they have now, trying to get money together and mortgages and all that. People were fairly comfortable. A lot of families were employed in it. There was like a lot of fathers, daughters. The two or three families had the fathers and the three daughters there and that sort of thing. So it was very much that you could, you know, get your family involved and get them into it too. So it was hard then if that did happen, if they were let go, because it could be a lot of the family in the one family, you know, all your eggs in one basket type of thing. So, but it was very much a family. We had the pensioners party, of course, then as well. It was one of the big social club, and Jacobs ran that. It started off just the pensioners, but then it went to pensioners in Jacobs, and we served the food. The catering staff came in, we served the food to them and the drink the whole evening, and then it got so big because they invited the partners, and then it came to be nearly 400. So it ended up in Westminster. And pensioners party was great.
And all of that was it post Jacobs, or was it during Jacobs' went, time?
That went on for a long time.
You looked after the pensioners.
Yes, yeah, for a long time. I used to go around in my slippers because I was terrified I'd let the dinners fall. I used to have my slippers on me in the canteen.
And who came up with that idea? Was that part of the management?
Between the management and the social club, Jacob's social club, they halved and halved it. But they limited it just to the pensioner originally. Yeah. And then they broadened it to the partners then.
And was that something you saw start? Was it there?
I know the pensioners party was there.
Always?
Always, as far as... I don't know when it started, actually, to tell you the truth now, but I always remember helping out and serving. And then it got to the stage when I went to Westminster, it was just a matter of serving the drink. The food was, the staff looked after it out there, the food, and we just came back then to help in the bar to serve the drinks. Free drink, of course.
Right. Was there a sense of pride working for Jacobs?
Yes, I'd say it was, because it's such a well-known name and a popular name, and you know, people liked the biscuits, and different ones were coming out. There was the Mallow, the Ordinary Chuck Kimberley. Chuck Kimberley was a wonderful success. It came from just the Ordinary Kimberley, and then somebody came up with the idea of covering it with chocolate. So we had Chuck Kimberley, which were a huge success. And yeah, I think there was pride in working there.
You must talk to me about, I suppose, down through the years in that type of factory environment. You would have had... It's so different today, that everybody is a number. But in those days, were they more a person? You know, were you...
Well,
did you just know everyone?
Some were that way now. I worked in the social club for 10 years as well, in the bar, during the... till and also serving. And I remember in the beginning, because transport used to come over, the manager used to come over and collect the wages of the drivers, so we didn't really see the drivers. So he'd take the whole lot of their payroll. So I remember coming in and saying, when I worked in the social club then, some of them come in for a pint and I say, oh, you're such a number, because that's the way I knew them, the name and number. I didn't know the faces, so I only began to get to know the faces then. The rest of the factory I would know so well, because they'd come personally to collect the wages. But warehouse and drivers, you wouldn't see that much. So that was another form of getting to know them then as well, to the social club.
Yes, because in your position, you would have had to deal with every single one of them, I'm sure. Did they come up to collect their wages?
Oh, yes, yeah. There was two of us on, usually, first thing when it opened up, the hatch opened, we'd two people on. And then maybe when it died down a bit, we left to one person then just to pay out, open one hatch and just pay out then.
So they must have all known you, because
yes,
you were...
To my family, I was known as Brenda Bickies, because everywhere I went, I always had biscuits with me. So it was Brenda Bickies going up. My nieces and nephews growing up remember me. Oh, it was great seeing Brenda. I always had Bickies. And then a lot of them would know me, of course, from the pay hatch paying out. It was a lovely time.
You must have been very sad leaving it. Jacobs closed down in...
I left before. I was just turned 50, and I decided... a lot of my friends had left at this stage. Things weren't as... You know, there's this tension sort of in the air and that sort of thing. And I just said, here, I'll get out. I'm 50. I can get out and do something else. I can do shop work, go back to where I started when I was 16.
So could you sense that... It wasn't going to continue.
There was, you didn't know whether it wasn't going to continue, but there wasn't the same atmosphere. you know, and people were worried about their jobs and different sections going and all that.
Yeah.
So I just decided I'm 50, I'll find something else.
Why do you think it closed?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. I say cost has a lot to do with it, and, you know, getting things done cheaper elsewhere and that sort of thing.
Do you think it might have been change of management at any stage?
I honestly didn't get involved with that. I was gone at that stage and started another career or life in another job. So I didn't get involved at that end of it now.
Yeah.
But it was just sad to hear it went.
And so it wasn't so difficult for you to leave it then,
no,
was it?
No. Yeah. I decided at that time, like it's nearly 10 years, it is 10 years ago, there was jobs out there, you know, and I was lucky enough to... about a year or two out, and I landed another job now as reception in UPS here. So I'm very pleased. Just for 30 years, we used to have a nurse, a doctor, a dentist there. Tops the town. Winners in 1982, the social club, worked there for 10 years. The job shop, where we got our biscuits. The pay hatch, made up the money, closed the envelopes. Credit union, we had our own credit union on the premises. We had the golf club, we had a running club. We had races organised by Jacobs. We had
Santee. What kind of races were
they? Road races. We organised running, yes. And then pensioners' parties, of course. And then the partners, as I said, were invited, so that made up to about 400 people at those. So it was, very much a family. A lot of families were there.
Yes, it sounds like it was a very family type of environment, you know, where everything was catered for, and I think you had a dentist and you had a doctor and you had
a
dispensary
doctor
there,
and there was nurses on duty all the time, nurse, and we had chiropractors as well at one stage.
Yeah.
But finally they sort of went one by one, and then the doctor was more or less just for the people who were out sick to come back to make sure they were okay, and you weren't really allowed to use the doctor for, and other than that.
Yeah.
You know, just there, if you were out sick, you had to see the doctor before you came back.
But you would have known Jacobs here in Tallaght far more than
Bishop Street.
Oh,
I didn't know Bishop Street.
No.
I was interviewed in Bishop Street. That was all I knew of Bishop Street. And I came up on the bus, was hired, Sean, I think was the name of the driver, and he used to pick us up in Bishop Street to bring us out to Tallaght.
Oh, so you were brought by
brought
bus?
Brought bus, yeah.
Were you?
Out here, yeah.
Just finally, talk to me about this magazine. This was an internal magazine.
It was, yeah. It started with different... It just had information about everyone. I'm just looking at some of the pictures now, and you always had the pensioners' news. From the pensioners used to go on different trips. You had the art exhibition that another ex-employee, Peter Nicholson, used to run it in the social club. So you'd hear about that. You'd hear people's news, who had a baby, who got married, who got engaged, all that would be in it. You'd have competitions, you'd have gardener notes. Anything really happens, new faces coming in, firefighting, we had to do that, go out and do that, so the pictures were taken for that. So it was...
What were they writing about you?
Oh, I think I'm in it for my 50th birthday, one stage. I'm in it when I'm leaving, at another stage. And I don't know whether Tops of Town got that much involvement in it, you know.
Really?
I don't think they got much out of it. But I don't know which one I'm in now. Of course, we had the dressing up for football events and all that, and the World Cup was on and different things. We'd dress up and we'd have canteen and televisions in the canteen and that. And then Danone was involved with the football. They went to Paris, I think, for that. The women did very well in it. They won it, actually. The men didn't do so well. So it was a good time and happy memories after looking through some of these for me. And there I am. Celebrating 25 years in the company.
And so a lot of people married out of Jacobs as well.
Yes, yeah. Not so much to it. Like some were married from, but a lot. Yeah, oh yeah. A lot of them got married from Jacobs or met their partners in Jacobs.
And
one stage you used to get your cake when Jacobs at Bishop Street, when you got married in Bishop Street, you got your cake. They did your cake for you.
So it would seem to me that the management really looked after their staff.
Yeah, Yes, I'd say so. Like, a lot of people say they could have done more or no, you know what I mean? But I was very happy with it, and I'm glad I had good fond memories for 30 years.
And a lot of your friends, of course, you remain friends with the people that work there. And I'm meeting Iris, isn't it?
Iris. Yes.
What did Iris work at?
I can't remember what department she was in, unfortunately. I mean, she was in... No, she was never in payroll. I can't remember. I honestly can't, because I'm 10 years gone out of it now. But I still meet up with people that I worked with in Jacobs, in the bonus office, or in wages. And two of them are down in Ace. I'm actually meeting them tonight. Two are in Ace. One is in Clondalkin. One is in Living Kingswood, where I am. Yeah. So we kept close, even though they've left a good while, even longer than I am. But we still kept friends.
And just... Very finally, then, you're working here in UPS. Now, this is so new and so different in many ways to the style and the way that Jacobs would be run.
This is all to do with finance and billing. So you have different sections. So you have very much Italian, you have a German, you have a Swiss, you have Austrian, you have a Polish. Yeah. You have loads of different speaking people. And... it's fabulous because a lot of them are coming for the first time. They're very young. I feel like a lot of their mammies, because they come to me because they get to know me first, because I see them when they come for an interview, and then I see them when their second interview, and then when they're hired they get to know my face. So they come to me, Brenda, can you do Brenda, how do I do this? So they're very, I like their mammy.
To a lot of them. Just continuing. But and did you find the that, you know, in Jacobs in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when you were there, sorry,
74.
In the 70s and onwards.
74 onwards,
70s onwards, that, you know, you didn't have any non-nationals.
That's
there.
Right, yeah.
So do you find a difference now between...
I love it because I'm the type of person that goes on holidays on my own, and I know what it's like to be sort of in Spain or Portugal and you're waiting for someone to say hello, how are you, or anything. Because, and I feel for these, they have to come over here, they have no, some of them haven't got that great of English, but they have some English. They have to look for accommodation, they have to get used to the food, they have to get used to the weather. So I feel it's great, you know what I mean, that they're coming.
Yeah, but in those days it was pure Irish.
Oh yes, yeah. You might hear the odd English accent, because Aintree was, Jacobs was in Aintree, and a lot of them, some might come over to visit Talla or Bishop Street. But no, that's it, it was all.
Yeah. Two different worlds.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Brenda, thank you very much for
no
for
bother.
Coming and
thank
talking
you very much.
To me. We're going to meet again though, because I think your Iris. Friend Iris and you, I'd like to talk to both of you together.
That'll be fine. Just name the date.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.